From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. Feels like it's 99. The time is 6:06. Thanks for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. We'll have an update of news headlines for you at 6:30. 6:36, we will have an update on what is going on with Graham Plattner. You know, he built a grassroots movement in Maine. Now, as Maine Democrats weigh what's next, now that he's reportedly exiting the race on Monday, winning the support of those grassroots folks who had supported him will be key for whoever's chosen to run for the U.S. Senate. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri.
Following All Things Considered tonight on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live tonight. Music of Tomoko Iguchi. She is a violinist. We'll hear music of Ravel, Bartok, and Brahms, among others, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Prairie Journal. Mostly clear skies this evening, mostly cloudy late tonight with a 20% chance of showers and storms. Very humid with a low in the lower 70s. Very humid again tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 87 degrees in Manhattan. Feels like 93. It is 6:20.
Sipper weeks, and his office has not disclosed why or when he's expected to return. But McConnell is not the only member of Congress who's been absent this year. What do top officials owe the public about their health? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You'll hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
We have news headlines coming up next, just about 40 seconds from now. It's 86 degrees in Topeka, but it feels like it's 93. 93 in Chanute feels like it's 97. The time is 6:30.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. Crude oil prices eased a bit, but worries persist that a return to warring with Iran will block oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. As Kansas schools prepare for a new school year, state education leaders say many districts are struggling with how to comply with a new statewide ban on cell phone use during the school day. A new law approved by the Kansas legislature requires all public and accredited private schools to enforce a bell-to-bell cell phone ban. Devices must be turned off and securely stored all day, including during lunch and passing periods. Deputy Education Commissioner Frank Harwood says districts are approving new policies, but many are not clear on the details.
There is some confusion over some of the language that's been used by different elected officials about what inaccessible and not on the student's person means.
Wichita school board members are expected to consider a new cell phone policy at their meeting July 20th. The Kansas State Board of Education will discuss the issue next week. With fall sports at the collegiate level resuming next month, sponsorship deals are now being announced for team uniforms. That includes a cryptocurrency patch that will be on all Kansas Jayhawks uniforms. Greg Eklund has the story.
The Big 12 Conference this week during football media days announced that its teams will display Monster Energy patches on their uniforms. KU then announced a partnership with Ripple, a company that deals with cryptocurrency. And its teams will have a patch that says XRP, a cryptocurrency. The NCAA passed a rule earlier this year that Division I teams can have up to two commercial logos on their uniforms with size restrictions. According to business reports, the KU deal is worth around $30 million over 5 years. As part of the deal, KU announced that Ripple will fund financial and technology education programs at the university. I'm Greg Eklund.
For the next 2 years, March Madness will kick off in Kansas. The NCAA announced today that Wichita and Dayton, Ohio will be hosting opening round games on the Tuesday and Wednesday after Selection Sunday in 2027 and 2028. Dayton has served as the host city for the start of the tournament since 2001, but a second city was added because the tournament is expanding from 68 to 76 teams. Games will be played at Intrust Bank Arena, and Wichita State University will be hosting as the host institution. It's 6:35.
For NPR comes from this station.
Colin Jackson in Lansing, Michigan.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll hear some Afro-Cuban jazz with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Be sure to join us live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Thanks for spending part of your valuable time with us here at KPR. If you're listening on KPR One station, stay tuned at 7:01 for Classics Live. We'll hear some violin and viola music tonight. That is followed at 9 o'clock by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have Prairie Journal. Kay McIntyre is your host. That is followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 12th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
20% chance of showers and a chance of thunderstorms late tonight. It's going to be humid overnight with lows in the lower 70s. Humid tomorrow, too, with highs in the mid-80s. And a 50% chance of showers and storms during the day. It is 88 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 7.
This is All Things Considered from
always.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Schwab, offering the Schwab Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. From Your Part-Time Controller, specializing in nonprofit accounting and committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting, yptc.com/NPR. And from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai.
Senator Mitch McConnell remains hospitalized with no details about why. What does the public deserve to know about officials' health? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
That story and the very latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. It's Morning Edition, 5 to 9 tomorrow morning on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we will have Classics Live. At 9 o'clock, it's Jazz in the Night, featuring music from the Vinyl Vault.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
At the KPR website, you can always catch up on local news stories or commentaries you may have missed, browse playlists from our music programming, and you can listen to KPR anytime. Just visit Kansas Public Radio on the web whenever you feel like it. We're always there. We never close. KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It is 7:01.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown with you here in the audience of the Polsky Theater in the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. Here are two fine musicians from Kansas City, violinist Tomoko Iguchi and pianist Karen Savage. Let's hear them bring Maurice Ravel's Sonata for Violin and Piano to life. Written in the mid-1920s, Ravel was inspired here by American jazz and blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tomoko Iguchi and Karen Savage playing Ravel's violin and piano sonata. Next, Bartok, Béla Bartok's Romanian folk dances.
Thank you. By Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, the rustic and gypsy-flavored Romanian folk dances, played just now by Tomoko Iguchi and Karen Savage, violin and piano. Now Tomoko is picking up her viola for Johannes Brahms, Opus 120, the second sonata for viola and piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
Johannes Brahms originally had the clarinet in mind when he came out of his recent retirement to write two clarinet sonatas. But as we just heard, it works beautifully with somewhat the same register on the viola, usually known as a violinist. That was string player Tomoko Iguchi with music partner Karen Savage at the piano. Born in Tokyo, Tomoko Iguchi started the violin at 7 and came to the United States to play in the New World Symphony in Miami Beach. After touring the world with them, she joined the Kansas City Symphony in 1995. Another area group for her is the New Ear Contemporary Music Ensemble. Karen Savage is a Juilliard-educated pianist who's on the faculty of UMKC's Conservatory of Music. She and her husband, Jeff Savage, also perform and record as a piano duo. Thanks to these two accomplished performers for sharing their playing together at this Doreen Marande Professional Recital Series here at Johnson County Community College. And thanks to Chuck Smith, one of KPR's sound engineers, for recording the concert for Classics Live. I'm your Classics Live producer, Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. another KPR recording we made of the Opus 76 string quartet, playing the first movement of Beethoven's 10th quartet, nicknamed the Harp. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Check out our Classics Live website at kansaspublicradio.org.
For better or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off. But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours. We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More info at k-state.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Mexico will request criminal charges from U.S. prosecutors relating to the deaths of its citizens in the U.S. 2 days after ICE agents fatally shot a Mexican national in Houston.
From Mississippi.
Goldman Sachs is banning employees from betting on prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the investment bank is the latest to warn staff about abusing confidential information.
Prediction markets offer betting on many topics involving finance, whether it's a company's quarterly earnings or what an analyst will say on an investor call or when a company will introduce a new service. The new rule from Goldman Sachs prohibits employees from placing bets on future outcomes related to finance, corporate America, elections, or geopolitics. It does allow for employees to wager on sports and entertainment. Billions of dollars are traded every week on prediction market sites, which are largely unregulated. Despite the new rule, Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon said earlier this year that prediction markets were, quote, super interesting, and that he had met with prediction market executives over possible partnerships. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is to a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. Great start to this 8 o'clock hour. That's Galopera by the Joe Parra Ensemble. You may recognize them from last week. We heard their broadcast debut of their brand new CD, Celebracion, Music from Paraguay. Joe Parra Ensemble is a Kansas-based quartet of Paraguayan musicians. It's the husband and wife team of Ramiro Miranda violin, Irena Diaz-Gill on cello, based in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and the husband and wife team of Alea Gonzalez on guitar and Alejandra Avilo, based in Great Bend. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Claude Debussy's Petite Suite on Kansas Public Radio. That was the Philharmonia Orchestra under the direction of Jeffrey Simon. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good evening, I'm Kay McIntyre, glad to be with you on a Thursday evening. Up next, it's Aaron Perrine's Only Light. I discovered this piece this week, and it's gorgeous. Perrine won the American Bandmasters Association for Only Light back in 2015. It was his second time winning this award. He wrote Only Light as a reminder of how delicate life is. It's meant to convey a sense of hope and healing. Only Light, performed by the KU Wind Ensemble under the direction of Paul Popiel. On Kansas Public Radio. So lovely. That's Only Light by Aaron Perrine, performed by the KU Wind Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. By the way, congratulations to the KU Wind Ensemble. They've just been named a finalist for the American Prize. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. Later this hour, we'll hear two very special pieces for saxophone. But now, Amy Beach and Dreaming. Dreaming is the third in a set of four sketches by Beach. She prefaced the piece with a quote from Victor Hugo, "You call me from the depths of a dream." Dreaming by Amy Beach, performed by Alan Feinberg on piano on Kansas Public Radio. Dreaming by Amy Beach on Kansas Public Radio, performed there by Alan Feinberg. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Thursday evening. We close out the hour with two pieces for saxophone in memory of a friend who passed away this last week. He was a saxophone player in the U.S. Marine Band. We remember him with Elegy by Richard Rodney Bennett and then Tranquillo by Stanley Myers, performed by John Harl on saxophone. We'll hear the Argo Symphony Orchestra and then the BBC Concert Orchestra. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. That was Tranquillo by Stanley Myers, performed by the Argo Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. And before that, we heard Elegy by Richard Rodney Bennett, a concerto for Stan Getz. Both of those in honor of a dear friend who passed away this past week. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. At the KPR website, you can always check up on the latest news, plus stream our programming on your computer or your smartphone. You can enter CD giveaways and listen to music on demand from our performance studio. It's all waiting for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre. It has been a pleasure to be with you on this Thursday evening. We've got NPR news coming up and then followed by jazz in the evening. A quick look at our weather. We've got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Lows around 71 degrees overnight. And for tomorrow, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly in the morning. Highs tomorrow in the mid-80s. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow night. It's 83 degrees in Atchison, 87 in Chanute still, 84 in Emporia, 83 in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan, 83 degrees here in Lawrence. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. The time is 9 o'clock.